I'm Elliot Dasher. Welcome you to the second session of the Practice of Direct Awakening. In this session, we will further refine how to relate to an overactive mind. This is important because a quiet mind is a prerequisite for accessing our full consciousness. Rather than pushing away mental activity or relying exclusively on methods that suppress it, we will now approach mental activity through wise and subtle understanding of how the mind actually works. What once disturbed the meditation, mental activity, will now become an integral part of our meditation. Please close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen to this short teaching with focused attention, returning your attention whenever it wanders. Focused attention and concentration are practices that deactivate the brain centers which support the wandering mind, what's called the neural default mode. So please listen to this teaching with awareness and focused attention. You'll get two for one, both the teaching and mental calming. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position. Look directly at your mind as it is right now. Verify that your mental activity, thoughts, feelings, and mental images arise randomly and spontaneously. Watch your mind and confirm this for yourself. Staying as the observer, you will notice that mental activity is constantly on the move. When a thought arises in our mind, we quickly latch onto it, react to it, create a story about it, and encourage associated thoughts. We develop an imaginary relationship with our mental activity. In this way, thought or feeling may stay active in our mind for an extended period of time. Our reactions to mental activity are the actual distraction, not the mental activity itself. Left untouched by our interest, attention, or reaction, random mental activity comes and goes by itself, like a wave rising and falling on the sea. Let me repeat that. Mental activity left untouched by our interest, attention, or reaction, that random mental activity will come and go by itself, like a wave rising and falling on the sea. Mental activity arises, displays itself, and dissipates in a brief moment, actually less than 200 milliseconds, hardly noticeable. That is the natural life cycle of a thought, feeling, or mental image. Continuing to watch your mind as an observer, verify this for yourself. What happens when you give attention to the mental movement? What happens when you otherwise withdraw your attention and allow the mental activity to come and go by itself? Just observe and verify for yourself. So we can verify that spontaneous mental activity left untouched, approach with the neutrality, naturally and quickly comes and goes on its own, naturally and quickly dissolves away. But that's not what usually happens. Look at your mind once again and confirm how you relate to mental activity. Do you mesh with it? Leave it be? Grasp onto it? Whatever occurs is okay. Just observe it. Don't latch onto it. Observe for a few moments. Let's begin our formal practice using two of the calming practices learned in the previous session. In your daily practice, use what works best for you. Take a deep breath in, rapidly blowing it out, dropping all mental activity with the expiration, then hold the breath, resting in the stillness of breath holding. Remember, breath holding turns off the brain centers, the neural default mode that supports an active mind. Once again, deep in breath, forced exhalation and dropping out all mental activity. Hold the breath, resting in calm. Repeat this for the next 2 minutes on your own. Notice there is no effort involved in this physiologic process of breath hold and mind calming. If you extend the duration of the breath holding, that will extend the duration and depth of calm. Notice the expansiveness, the openness, the lack of a thought, the spaciousness, the awareness of this breath hold. You can use this practice whenever your mind is out of control, during formal practice or daily experience. So now return to normal breathing so that your breathing is soft, slow, and harmonious. Shift your breathing now to a very slow in-breath, followed by an equally slow and extended out-breath. Take the inspiration as the place at which to hold, the peak of the inspiration. So slow in, hold, slow out, and rest in the stillness when you pause. Practice this for the next minute. Now return to normal breathing and rest in a still and empty mind, even if you're not quite there. Just drop in. Let your attention turn inward. Take a few minutes to make that shift. Just drop into the present moment, to the here and now. Based on what we learned in this session, here is your next practice. When a thought, feeling, or mental image arises in your mind, stop. Don't indulge it. Don't merge with it. Observe it, be aware of it. Watch it from a distance and let it naturally dissipate on its own. Do not start a relationship or identify with whatever arises in your mind. Do not struggle or attempt to suppress or repress mental activity. It's okay. Just observe it and let it be. Let's practice for several minutes. You are not your thoughts, feelings, or images. These are merely random movements of your mind, neurological discharges. Nothing to attend to. Just let them be. Mental appearances naturally take place. It's okay. So what? Who cares? What do they have to do with you? Let them be. You remain the observer, the awareness, in stillness, watching the whole game, all the traffic go by. And if your mind is still, then just observe the stillness. So you're not trying to stop or suppress anything. Just remain the observer, the witness. Remain aware. Just watch. Give everything a large field to play in. Extraneous mental activity will simply then dissolve by itself, like a wave going back into the sea or a cloud moving through the sky. Practice this way of relating to normal mental activity during formal practice, and even during your day-to-day life. When you see something coming up in the mind or it's overactive, begin to observe it. Let it be. You'll find that your mind slows down on its own, and mental activity will cease to be a hindrance. And when necessary, you can take deep breaths or extended breaths and breath holds to deepen the stillness. You now have three approaches to calming the mind: deep breathing, breath holding, an extended slow breathing process, and most importantly, and most naturally, allowing mental activity to come and go on its own. Our focus will be the observing and allowing of mental activity to come on its own, because this is the most natural. It's not a method, it's not a practice. It's just naturally the way our mind should be. This will allow for a progressively subtler and effortless practice. We will reserve the breathing practices when the mind is overly active. Continued practice and understanding, you'll be able to experience a natural calm mind free from the back and forth and the influence of random mental activity, and you'll no longer have to resort to breathing practices. In our next session, we will explore the steps in developing an awareness-based practice. I will leave you now, but you may continue to practice on your own if you wish.